morning.
Good morning, everybody out there. How is everybody this morning doing in the Advanced Lifestyle call?
Pretty good.
I'm doing pretty good here, too. A little overcast this morning, but the sun's up there somewhere. It's probably going to break through for certainly sometime today. So, yeah. Why don't we go ahead and let's see who's here with us early this morning. Give me your name.
Clem Rose.
Pardon?
Clem Rose from Michigan.
Good morning, Clem.
Mary Jane Rothner from Oregon.
Mary Jane from Oregon. Good morning. Next.
Morning. Brenda Galassi from California.
Brenda?
Yes.
From California. Good morning. Is this your first time on the call?
No.
You've been with us for some time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Next.
Mary Lou from California.
Mary Lou from?
Texas.
Texas. Somebody was from California. Who was that?
Darlene.
Darlene. Good morning, Darlene and Mary Lou. Who else is with us this morning? Well, good morning, everybody. So I think I'll blast off the call and get this out of the way real quick. And this is our opening statement that we'd like to make. And, of course, the purpose for the Advanced Lifestyle call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all of our lives will be impacted. And the people you hear today are some of them are on the study pilot group. Some of them are just people that like to speak up and have questions. And a lot of new people. But we take our... We apply both the principles found in the China Study book by Colin Campbell and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikan. The China Study, where the book begins, and I strongly recommend that everybody read that book, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world, and that was over 880 million people. A lot of good information came out of that, and a lot of lives are being touched because of that. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are a guest. We ask only if you find this call helpful and see benefit in anything you've learned, please pass on the call number and time to others. And we thank you for allowing us to get to your home, your office, or your car at this particular time. And again, welcome. Is there anybody that has not spoken up that would like to tell me who you are and where you're from this morning?
Morning, this is Maddie from Delaware.
Maddie, good morning.
Morning.
Delaware. Next.
Maddie, this is Margaret from Tennessee.
Good morning, Margaret. All the way back there in Tennessee. Appreciate it.
Nice. Right.
Anybody else? Well, what I'd like to start off this morning with, then, is I think we got some very valuable information in yesterday, and any time we get some information that makes it, I think, easier for a lot of us to understand this new plant-based way of eating and the reasons for it and why it's beneficial is very, very important. And I think it was Joe, and if I'm wrong, Joe, are you on the call this morning? Well, anyhow, I think it was Joe. Mary Lou, are you here from Washington? I think it was Joe that was on the call yesterday that talked to us about a new web page that she had went to and got some great information off of, and that was the PCRM.org/health. Did anybody ever get in there that's on the call? Did anybody go in and kind of check that site out?
Absolutely excellent.
It was, isn't it, Nancy?
And I also found out, I remember she, whoever it was, said that what she printed off was 6 pages. If you go at the top, and I forget how it worded it, mine came out in 2 pages. It was great.
Well, this, the part that I really enjoyed, what I always do is I always go into, when somebody recommends a website, I always go into the main website, which is PCRM.org. And on there I clicked on health, and then I clicked on, it says vegetarian starter kit. Now, the thing, when I thought of that, I thought, uh-oh, what are they going to sell me? Here we go, they're going to come up with some stuff for this and that and whatever. But what I realized was that there's articles in there, and I'll just read a few of them for you. One of them says, vegetarian foods, powerful for health. The three-step way to go vegetarian. Protein myth. These are all extra headings. Tips for making the switch to a vegetarian diet. And I kind of want to talk about that one here, and I thought it was pretty easy. It says, Convenience foods cut cooking time. What she means by that is that there's so many things that we can utilize as a plant-based diet that are very, very easy to grab if you like things and make up things real easy. Another one was saying, order your pizza without cheese. Find vegetarian cookbooks, ways of eating out. And I thought that was a very interesting one. Another one was, we were talking, I think it was about calcium, was it, Nancy? Is one of the things, is that the page that you printed off?
I printed off about bones, and there was also an article there about arthritis. That's
yeah.
Articles on both of them.
Well, this one here, it says calcium and plant-based diets. And then it talks about all of the ones that are very interesting. But down at the bottom, it's actually a chart, and it shows like calcium in foods. Broccoli, 1 cup boil, 62 milligrams. Carrots, 2 medium raw is 40. Sweet potatoes, 1 cup of baked sweet potatoes has 76.
How much is broccoli, did you say?
Broccoli, theirs is 62 milligrams in 1 cup of boiled broccoli.
Now, this one off of the bones says 94. Interestingly, the Protecting Your Bones article says 94. There's a chart here also with calcium and magnesium.
Oh, and calcium and magnesium?
Yes.
Okay, well, maybe that was whatever. But, you know, and there's just all kinds of information on this one particular page that I think is absolutely all these different subjects. So if you want to understand it a little bit better and maybe find some tips in there in ways about changing your diet, and you might really find that very important. Here's one. It's called Changing Your Regular Meals into a Low-Fat Vegetarian Meals. And I clicked on that, and it says, for instance, like, if your regular meal, and I know a lot of people eat like this, is donuts, coffee with cream, and a banana, it says, try this meal instead. It's like cinnamon raisin toast with jam, coffee with non-fat dairy creamer, and a banana. It says, like, scramble, if you have, like, scrambled eggs, home fries, or English muffins, sausage, and hot tea for breakfast, you could actually switch to scrambled low-fat tofu, oven-roasted potatoes, English muffin, and a fat-free sausage lunch. They're just different ideas in here, and I think that's real important for a lot of people in regards to when they want to change their diets to figure out what is the easiest way to them. And here's one in here that says, vegetarian diets for children right from the start. In other words, and I thought that was very interesting because I have a granddaughter that's about a little over a year now, and we got into a conversation the other day, and it was like, well, what do I feed my child if this is some way that I want to go? And boy, this is a wonderful page here. If you have people out there, it talks about from ages 1 to 4, what could be like for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Ages 5 to 6, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Ages 7 to 12. It just kind of gives you some great ideas in ways of planning meals for children and for teens. And I thought that was very, very important because I know sometimes that question comes up here in the call. So anyhow, I really think, I think it was Joel, but whoever, if I'm wrong there, for recommending that, because the nice thing about this particular, there's a gobs of information on the site that I think is very healthy, and it's very simple to go to for those of you that have it. Also, remember that we can go to Focus on Growth and get our books from Focus on Growth. They have a packet, and they're listing a 15% discount if you buy the entire packet. That's available there. Also on Focus on Growth, you can go down and listen to the Monday calls that have always been recorded, particularly when Char has guests on, and also every Monday call is recorded. So if you want to go back there and send some people there, you can do that. So that's my little comment starting out this morning. Are there any new people on the call this morning that possibly might have a question in regards to this new way of eating or the program within itself?
PCRM. PCRM, okay.
PCRM.org. And then click on health when you get there, and then you can click on, it shows a vegetarian starter kit, I believe.
Is that M as in Mary or N as in?
M as in Mary.
Right.
.org.
Right first time.
Yeah, and you can, and then if you want to, you can just click on, and you could put /health, H-E-A-L-T-H. That's how you got in there, wasn't it, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay.
You might want to say it's P for Peter, C for Charlie, R for Richard, M for Mary. Sometimes letters don't transpose very well over the phone.
Did you get Tom?
Has anyone experienced constipation or mild constipation on this diet?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That sounds unusual, isn't it?
Are you eating a lot of fiber?
I thought so.
Are you using the fiber from Nican?
Yes. Oh, no, not the fiber, just the drink.
You might want to put some fiber in it with the drink. Add like a scoop and a half of the fiber.
Yeah, one of the things we find is usually the opposite when people switch to the way that most people have been eating to a diet high in fiber, and particularly in fruits, whatever, depending on how much fruit you eat, whatever, that the opposite is normally true, so.
Are you eating a lot of rice?
That's why I asked the question. Usually the opposite is true.
Yeah.
I'm eating a lot of fruit and vegetables, that's why I asked the question.
Are you eating a lot of rice?
Very little.
Have you used the cleanse?
I had rice last night, but what was
the last one? Have you used the cleanse at all?
I have, but I have some coming in my next auto ship.
How much water are you drinking?
Probably not enough.
Aha. Uh-huh. No.
Excuse me.
You might want to increase your water.
Yeah.
Between the water and the fiber, that's what does it.
Yeah, because when the bowels function the way they need the water. In order to...
Pull my weight, I thought that maybe I hadn't been drinking enough water or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have any suggestions or ideas to help Clem out here? Thanks, Clem. Anybody else have any more questions?
Good morning, this is Maddie. I have a question. A friend of mine called this morning. Sometimes she's been in bed for diverticulitis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, was there anything other than all of the nutritionals that, in particular, if anybody knows and they're suffering from that, that I could recommend that she might use?
Anybody have any comments? The one thing I know about diverticulitis, and I am not, so this isn't any medical advice first off the bat, and I don't know any, that I'm not a medical person. But I know one thing, then pockets that form in the colon is usually because of things really need to be moving, and cleanse, in my opinion, would be something that I think would be very, very important that might help help that situation. Anybody else have any comments?
Matt, do you have a Cindamori CD?
I might, I'm not sure.
You might want to check that. You may find some information there.
Okay. She's talking about the resource
CD, right.
Mm-hmm. My gut reaction is to give the colon a rest and kind of almost go on liquids, but I don't know. What is her doctor telling her?
I didn't really, it's when I didn't question, I just listened to her,
mm-hmm.
because I have tried to lead her to the Nican products, and she knows that's where I am. And when people do that to me, they know I'm leading the horses to the water, but they don't want to drink. I just listen and say, and that's about it. And I figure I'm not armed enough. I don't have enough armor,
put
it that way, to address some of the problems that people have.
I would suggest CD. It's an excellent resource.
Yeah, that is. And she keeps that really up to date. I mean, any new products come out, I think it's almost every quarter, I think the new one comes out, with new information and new testimonies that have been given to her and whatever. So it's a very, very valuable research piece of tool.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions this morning?
This is out of line, but I know in your speech when you first come on and you read your thing about what we're doing and what the program is about, and you say, along with cutting well the technologies made by Nican.
Mm-hmm.
In that first couple of sentences you say, I know that we very, very rarely talk about those, and I was wondering if anyone, I know we all different human beings, different specimens, and probably all using different things, but is it possible that people could express what they're using on a daily basis? There's so many products,
Yeah, and I think that's pretty much an individual type of thing, you know, because we all use different ones. Of course, the 10 points that we've always talked about, and five of them, of course, have to do with the particular products, and that is one, of course, is the sleep system. You know, and if that's, we all know how important the sleep system is to health and everything else like that. So if you, you know, and the sleep system, I said, not just the pad, but also the pillow and the quilt.
Comfort.
And then we talked about what Nancy recommended to Clem, and that's drink lots of water. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the best kind of water to be drinking there is out of our system, is the Pymag water.
Could you stop right there for a moment? You know, with the water, there's so many things. I have a friend now that, actually, it's not a friend. She's married to my brother. She's getting ready to put in a water system, and of course she's giving me first dips at this, and I don't know exactly what to tell her other than, you know, ours is the best, and I'm sure everybody's telling her that. And when you look at our catalog, there are so, there's about three, four, because I need another one myself, and I'm enthusiast to know which one to choose now. I do have the one on the counter, and the only thing I can do with mine is to put the, you know, the new filters in there, because they don't make that one anymore. But at this point, I'm wondering, what do you tell people? There's, you know, as I said, there are three or four of them there in the catalog.
Mm-hmm.
How do you address that, those problems?
Does anybody have any comment they'd like to help Maddie out on that one? I don't want to be doing all the talking.
I'm Lila Rose, Clark's wife, and we like the countertop that we got originally because we were taking it back and forth, you know, from Michigan to Florida. And it's more portable when we're staying for 5 or 6 months, you know. And then also for emergencies, you don't need the electricity or the other connection, you know. You can just use water. So, but the convenience for traveling, I know a lot of my friends like the small one that you're talking about, you know.
Is that the last one that has the little water, what do you call it, pitcher in it?
Yes. And then in the office.
The little square one? Is that the one you're referring to? The little square one?
Yeah, the one that you can. It's on the counter, but it's a small, what is it, a half gallon?
Or two quarts.
I don't know. About a half gallon or a gallon. You know, it's not. It isn't enough for us, kind of thing, but it's good for traveling.
Yeah, that's the express, it's called.
The hot water, because they like to use it in cooking, and I was thinking. That would be good with these vegetables, too, you know. You could have the Pymag water warm enough to make the soups, and we have a Vitamix that we are using. So it is sort of like individual as to what your space is and if you are traveling or whatever.
Well, I imagine she probably could use one for her home, one on the counter there for, you know, for the sink, and then she could use probably a portable one. I'm not sure. But then she's only going to buy one, I'm sure, at the time.
Yeah, the systems in a lot of, sometimes water systems, for if we're talking for a whole home, whole house, you know, can get pretty expensive in a lot of times. And that's one of the things I like about Neakin, and particularly with their systems, that they've allowed us to address what we feel is most important in regards to having clean water. Now, that clean water can go from anywhere, from the magnetic technology for the whole complete household plumbing, which is, of course, the Neakin magnet charger. Now, that magnet charger, you can put anywhere. You can put it prior to the water entering the home. And basically, we got to remember that magnets were utilized many, many years ago in regards to big turbines and in big commercial plants and everything else. And the main thing it did, it kept the sludge down from gaining into the pipes and corroding the pipes. And we get this kind of, that sludge breaks off, and every once in a while we get a nice little piece coming through our system. Now that would be utilized for possibly somewhere before the water gets to the first receptacle of wherever it is used in the house. Then we go to the, if people want to have clean water, and they should, and they have their high in chlorine and whatever, they can then go to our shower treatment system, okay, which basically just screws on the, unscrew the head and screw this other one back on. So that's taken care of. We go to, from there, let's say to drinking water, and if you want to have drinking water, just drinking water, you can go to either the Deluxe, or you can go to the Aquapour. And if you go to the Deluxe, you know, sometimes what people forget about is that when you go to the deluxe model, that that's great drinking water, but it's also great cooking water. And sometimes it's so easy to go to the sink to grab to boil something in or do whatever, and all of a sudden we don't realize that we're not running it out of the deluxe model or whatever. We're using water that basically comes to the entire system. We got what I think Clem's wife was talking about, and that's that little express system that we can take no matter where we go. You know, I'm getting ready to take a trip here to California, and I got mine all packaged up now and ready to go down and put it in the hotel room down there because I don't want to pack the big Aquaphor along with me. And then if we're just going out to a football game or do whatever, of course, we've got our Pymag water. So there's all kinds of ways that we can address good water in a home for the purpose of whatever we choose. So I think just what I would do is I would suggest what is it she's interested and concerned about, what would be the number one thing she's most concerned about, and then I'd head her in that direction. And if she talks about the world, she wants the whole house to be it, then explain the systems, those different systems that we have that are available to her in that way.
Okay, because I have the Magna charger on my, you know, hot water, not hot water, the cold water, in the as it comes in through the pipes in the basement, and then I have it again on the different sinks in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I have just that one, and you're right, and the old one does not take the hot water, and I noticed one of the other ones does. They have for hot and cold water. You can use both in there, which I think is great. And her daughter has Crohn's disease, so it's starting all this, and she's in and out of the hospital at the time, and I was telling her about the water. But again, she's family, and, you know, they know more than we do, so...
I know, and that's one thing I like about Neekin and the products that we have, Maddie, and that's a simple fact, is we can find out what their priority is,
mm-hmm.
and we can mention it to them, and then they can choose whatever they want to based upon two things. How bad do they really want to take care of the situation they have? I mean, do they want to get it all covered, or are they looking for something that, you know, on a financial basis? Well, I would love to have all of them, but, you know, I really don't have that much to invest or at this particular time. Then you, as the distributor, as their personal representative, that sounds to me like that's what you are for this lady. You know, she comes to you for advice and everything else, then you can direct her and find out what's her priority, where she would like to go. Anybody else have any comments?
Yes, Monty. This is Brenda from California.
Go, Brenda.
I have a friend who has the water system and has been in Neekin for quite a while, but she doesn't do anything with it. Now, I'm really big into all the water systems and products and everything, so she doesn't do any research, and she had a water softener person come to her house because we have extremely hard water here, and he tested her Pymag water system. And she calls me all frantic, telling me that she can buy this system for only $3,000. It would have cost $6,000 to put in water through her house. And he tested her Py water, and her house water was an 800, and her Py water was still 600, and he told her that was just awful. And I said, 600 what? What is he testing? And she goes, I don't know, but it was 600, so that means it has 600 of bad stuff in it, so I bought the $3,000 system. So I went to work, and I called up water companies. She couldn't tell me exactly. I couldn't get the name of this company that was doing this. And I said, what are you testing for? 600 what? And they go, oh, I don't know. And I said, no. When your people come out and talk to people, what are they testing for? When they're taking a reading, a testing of the water, are they telling us how much pollutants are in the water or how much chlorine's in the water or what? And they said, oh, no, to get that test, you have to pay $150. The test that they're doing is just telling you the hardness of the water. I go, oh, you mean how much minerals is in the water? And they go, well, yeah. So, and I went on our website online to find out how it relates to RO system as far as contamination. And it's very comparable. But the point is that I found out what they're testing for when these water companies come out and try to sell you RO systems is mineral content in your water. So I told her, I said, you know, they're just telling you how much mineral content is in the water. They're not telling you the bad things that are in the water. What they're doing is they're stripping your water of all good stuff, everything, and that's what they want you to have. But you want the mineral content. Of course you have mineral content. You have rocks in the bottom of your machine. And but she's still happy with that. But I thought it would be very important for us all to know what these water companies are doing for sales pitch, and to realize when they tell you you have 600 in your water or whatever, that's not bad. That's actually good.
Well, that's what marketing's all about. And what I mean by that is, you know, we run into that in the dairy industry. We run into that in the meat industry. We run into that to you name it. Somebody that's going to market something is always going to find some reason to try to sell you their particular product, whatever it is they're doing. And the thing I like about our systems is that they are a system where most things are a filter. And what I mean by that is all they do is take out, and you said it, Brenda, in regards, they take out everything. They take out of the good stuff. Ours takes out all the bad stuff, and then it reinserts back into it the calcium, the magnesium, all the minerals. Maybe not all the minerals, but I mean, what I'm saying is we have a system. We have a treatment system. We don't have a filter system, and I think that's one of the main differences between a lot of ones that are out in the market. They're all filters to take out whatever rather than to put back in like ours does and treats the water the way that it needs to be treated to give us the proper minerals that our bodies need. So thank you for that comment. I really appreciate that. Any other questions at this time? Boy, the time has flown, Maddie.
Isn't it? And I could talk for another hour. you gave us sleep system, water, and you were going to go through 5 points.
Oh, the five.
Then we got to the water, and
we got the nutritional products. And why are nutritional products important? Well, very important. And you know, one of the things we hear on this new diet is what? One of the things do you always hear from people when they talk about protein? I mean, and I'm talking about the, let's jump to the people that are experts in regards to this way of eating. What is the one thing that they tell us that we should always make sure if we are on this type of diet, at least for 3 years or 5 years, what is the one vitamin that we should want to be taking? Does anybody remember what it is?
It's B12 or something. I'm not sure.
That's exactly right.
Oh,
it says
okay.
To take vitamin B12. Oh. And the reason is because supposedly, I'm not going to tell you where vitamin B normally comes from, but if you realize if we take in our Kins and nutritionals, our men's or our women's, if for those that want to, you can actually look on your supplemental facts at the end of the package, and one of the vitamins it has in there is vitamin B12, and there's 700 micrograms. That means that's 11,666% of what the government considers to be the daily value of our intakes. So when we're taking our nutritional supplements, the Neat King Kins and men or women, we are getting our vitamin B12, and we're getting it on a daily basis that is required. And the nutrition, and the thing I like about Neat King products, is they're designed for men, what they need in regards to certain things, and the one that's designed for men that for certain issues there. And that's the other thing I like. It's just not one vitamin for one particular type. And then the other thing, we got our cardiostrides. And that's what's the first thing we always hear about what is the main reason if you want to lose weight or be healthy or have strong bones. And Dr. Nayu had talked about that also, and that is exercise. When you utilize the cardiostrides and you put that extra little, you move those bones and whatever, those bones need exercise because bones are kind of like muscles. If you don't use them, you're going to lose them. And that's the purpose of exercise. And what is the best exercise for most people, everybody says? That is to walk at least 20 to 30 minutes on a daily basis. You know, Dr. Oz talked about it on the Oprah show the other day. They said that you should walk 30 minutes every day. Every day. Well, you get different opinions there, but, you know, that sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Just to be able, I think, just to go out and walk for 30 minutes a day and just be able to think about it, clear your head, or get out in the fresh air, or to go to the gym and be around people, whatever you do, just those kind of things. And of course, you know, did I miss anything, anybody? And the other one is our journaling, and the important in regards to the journaling, we think that's important is because it's always nice to know what we're eating, how we react to certain foods, to certain issues. And you know, that's going to be the same no matter what what kind of food you're eating, whether you're not eating protein or not eating dairy, you still need to be aware of what it exactly is that you're eating and how it's reacting to your body and which foods feel good and which foods don't. Okay? And Neekin's got all the products that basically is for optimal health. And they're all natural products, and that's the other thing I like it, you know, that when you can find something that is natural, you know, it's just like this new Oxiodense we come out with. That's a natural product. You know, that's not some formula. I had a lady the other day, yesterday, matter of fact, she called me, and she wanted a new back flex, and she said, and I said, oh, by the way, she said, don't talk about something. We got on the subject of bones. I kind of, it was kind of like the question that Elaine Williams uses, something about the bone. She said, well, you know, she said, they just found out recently that I have osteoporosis. And I said, oh, really? I says, do you take calcium? And she says, yes. And I says, well, I says, you know, we just introduced a new product that's on the market, and basically what it isn't a calcium product, but what it does, it allows the calcium of either our calcium that we have or the other calciums that are on the market that drives that calcium. I don't want to get into this, but I gave her the explanation, whatever, and guess what happened? You know, just because we started to talk about bones and people are concerned about it and bone density and having better bones, I sold Oxiodent yesterday, and she called me about a back flex. So if we just talk about these products to people and let them know that we have them, and Maddie, I think that's probably why that lady calls you about it. She knows you have these products. She knows you're involved with Neekin and associate with him, and I think that's real important. And that's the way that I think if we just talk, no matter whether it's about eating foods, and I don't like to force this new way of eating foods down people's throats, but boy, I like to let them know that, you know, there's a different way of out there eating, and it is becoming very common, and the health industry in itself is waking up to this new way of eating. So we're hearing it now on almost every magazine you pick up, or every TV show. I was happened to listen to, I think it was the show that Nancy had talked about, and I was running through the front room, my mother was watching TV, and sure enough, there was a lady sitting there, somebody on the Today Show or something. I just picked up the last sentence, and it was about this new way of eating and everything else in regards to eating more fruits and veggies and get away from dairy products and whatever. So it's out there, folks. We're headed in the right direction, and I know a lot of you out there have done that, and I'm totally excited about it. And one of the things I'd like to happen to mention here, I'd always like to try to get something, I think, and that's I'm going to be trying two new recipes this weekend, and one of them is called Mushrooms and Barbecue Sauce, and it's a very simple a menu and a recipe, I should say, and it's to take a 12-ounce package of button or, I guess, any kind of mushrooms you can utilize, and you slice them up and use one small onion, finely chopped, with a half a cup of barbecue sauce. And you put that salt stuff in a pan, and you put it all together, and you cook it till you get the barbecue sauce the consistency that you want. And it says here, serve over veggie burgers, potatoes, or rice. And I'm going to try it over rice. Also, here's a real simple one. I'm sure you all heard this word, succotash. How many of you know what succotash is?
I do.
Yeah. Well, and I got to thinking, this is a neat little quick one. It's 2 cups of whole kernel corn. 2 cups of shell beans, either lima or kidney beans, 1.5 cups of non-dairy milk. And what would non-dairy milk be that we would probably recommend that we use? Could anybody tell me? Give me suggestions?
Rice milk?
Soy milk? Almond milk? Whatever you prefer, type of first. So use 1.5 cups of that with a half a cup combination of red peppers, red and green peppers chopped. Combine them all together and cook the ingredients in a large saucepan in water or vegetable broth. Cook over low heat, and it serves approximately 4 to 6 people. So I'm going to try some of those, and that came out of the Rave book. Matter of fact, they were both on 122 and 123, as those menus recipes are. So I'm going to try them this morning. And here's what I'd like to do, just recommend, and maybe I'm off base here a little bit, but for those of you that are on the call, why don't you either grab your Rave book or some vegetarian book or whatever and try a recipe that you have not tried, and tell us about it next week, all through during the week, and how you felt about it, and did you like it, and let's see if we can get some good ideas here in regard to recipes in this coming week. Okay? I'd appreciate if we get people to do that. Anybody else have any questions at this time?
I don't have questions, but I did want to offer this. We had read the books by Kevin Trudeau about natural cures, and then had the newsletter. And the recent, the one that came, I think it was the June issue, is talking about the health crisis in America, of course, but the one, it's filled with preventive eating for a long, healthy life, and it is the China study in a very preview. He is advocating using everything that we're talking about and using the China study, so I'm sure that's where he's getting his research and whatever. And in the long run, he's saying that if you eat these foods, you'll live forever. And he was talking about the animal fats being the killer. That we are looking for. We don't. We're looking for health, you know, so.
Is that also what he talks about in his weight loss book?
Pardon?
Does he also talk about that as his secret in the weight loss book, the weight loss secrets they don't want you to know or whatever it's called?
It probably is true, because we do not have that book, but a friend that, a weekend friend that started us on the body balance had it, and she let us listen to the tape.
Uh-huh.
And it was very much like what this China study is talking about, and it's pretty much what Dr. Oz was talking about the other day. So, you know, we're going to be finding more and more products and more recipes, because I think it's really starting to take hold, you know.
And that's so true, you know, but what gets me, and when I read the China study and I read a few of the Rave Diet, is that this information has been around a long, long, long time ago. I mean, a long time ago. And this is the way a lot of our ancestors and whatever ate. And when you realize, and I think what always excites me is, how did we become so protein and dairy orientated? And when you go back and you look at how that was introduced to us. And when we went back, you know, I had this discussion with my mother the other day. I said, you know, her mother lived to be 90-some years of age, and, you know, mother's 85, 86, I forget exactly. And all of a sudden, you know, when I realized that when you go back and mom said, but we didn't have meat. She says it was when my grandma, her mother, once a month they went out and had a hamburger. I mean, that was a big thing to that family. Because, you know, they lived in the city and they didn't have farms and everything else around them. When you really look at how people ate in the past and how we have been so indoctrinated and our brainwashed, if you don't mind me saying that, because that's just exactly the way I feel, about why we need all this excessive amount of protein to build muscles and bones and why we need all this dairy and everything else. And then come to find out that this research had been done many, many long years ago, and you can actually go back and find things back in the late 1800s and the early 1900s of research that was done that already explained to what protein and dairy products actually do to bones and our bodies. And we have been so filled with crud and crap, and I don't use proper words, so excuse me for that this morning. But, you know, and I think we're starting to swing back. You know, there's always the pendulum. Pendulums swing one way and they swing back the other way. And because half of America has become so bad with obesity in our children, you know, when I heard you the other day about that doctor talking about 3 and 4 year olds having high blood pressure just because of the cotton picking convenience foods they're eating, and most people never would think of a child having high blood pressure at that age. But what we're allowing to come into our minds and how we so accept things rather than looking at research and technology and understanding what's good for our body, and all of a sudden comes along the China study, all of it comes along the McDougals and the Esselsteins and the Oz's and the people like that are coming up with this information, because they realize this health situation in America or in our families is not going to get, we're not going to get control of what we need to do until we utilize natural products that our body need, until we start putting the proper foods in our body that allows our body, and I think, I don't know if Dr. Oz said this or something, but allows our body to do what it actually needs to do, and that is to take care of itself. And in most cases, most people in America are feeding food to their body that destroys their body and makes their body always fight whatever goes in their mouth, rather than to take it as nutrient and absorb it and then do the powerful and wonderful things that our body can do for itself, and that is take care and heal itself of all the problems, a lot of the problems that we have. Does that mean that somebody's going to go to a plant-based diet and never come down with a disease or whatever? No, because I know what I ate in the past,
has a lot of detrimental things and effects to my body, and I'm not afraid of that, but I do want to live as long as I can, as healthy as I can, and that means being as young as I can, feeling like I'm 30 or 40 until a week or 2 weeks prior to I leave this wonderful earth that I'm on. So anybody else have any comments you want to make this morning, and then I'm going to wrap it up.
Just want to say amen.
Thank you. I appreciate that in many ways, okay? Again, I'd like to thank each and every one of you who spoke up this morning, tell me where you were from, had any comments, suggestions, ideas, or whatever. It's very important because we consider that information to be valuable to each and every one of us that want to accept whatever. Well, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for your time commitment to this program, that you're on here every morning at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And I'd like to second to thank all of our guests that attended today or people that are listening that didn't speak up. I'd like to thank you kindly for being on the call. If you have any questions or comments or whatever, let me direct you to the person that invited you to this call because they can help you and assist you in any way that you would ask. If they can't get any of that information or have it and the answer for you, I'm sure they'll get it and get it back to you. But have a wonderful day. Have a great weekend. Please come and join us again. I think Shaw will be here for Monday. I don't know if Shark has a special guest or not, but boy, I certainly wouldn't want to miss the call in case she does, and we'll just kind of go from there. Everybody have a great weekend. Remember, it's Labor Day. A lot of people have spent a lot of back-breaking situations in keeping America in what it is, the greatest country that it is. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dante.
Bye.